Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An ISIS-inspired attack earlier this month on U.S. soil sends a foreboding message. Then, coming up, Christianity among youth contrasts between the United States and the rest of the world. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. And we'll begin today in the United States, where ISIS affiliation is persistent on American soil with the New Year's Day attack in New Orleans, marking the sixth ISIS-inspired strike in the state since 2016. Mike with Global Catalytic Ministries says the decentralization of ISIS is strategic.
People are autonomous. They have Sharia as their centralized message, and they're fully autonomous to operate however they deem necessary to bring that to wherever they want.
ISIS targets American youth via gaming and social media. The most passionate recruits are willing to die for their belief system. While Christians are also called to sacrifice, Mike says there's a key difference between them.
It's a love-based motivation, and we only get that through the Holy Spirit, whereas Islam and a lot of religions are just the structural ideology.
Global Catalytic Ministries works in the Middle East, where disciple makers can't assume a traditional approach.
Like preaching Jesus on a sidewalk because you'll be beheaded. So it's a very specific approach that we take to really help secure our teams.
So please pray that Muslims around the world would awake to the spiritual reality of darkness around them.
We want more dreams, more visions, more opportunities, more access, more people willing to lay down their lives, not to prove themselves or validate themselves, but because the Lord has moved them so much.
Next, rapidly rising oppression in Nigeria caused it to replace North Korea this year on the Global Christian Relief Red List as the world's most dangerous place to follow Jesus. So what's driving the bloodshed? Unknown Nations' Greg Kelly outlines three contributing factors. First,
the Nigerian government has really been silent, and they are not holding people accountable. There's been Muslim presidents and Christian presidents, and apathy has been pervasive among leadership in Nigeria.
Governmental apathy extends to foreign relations. Nearly 10,000 believers died in Nigeria between 2022 and 2024, but the U.S. State Department refused to call Nigeria a country of particular concern.
There's definitely a black eye when you get on those lists. There are implications that deal with foreign investment. And if you scare off foreign investment, that is almost a shutdown on your economy in a place like Nigeria that's struggling so much.
The lack of repercussions drives a second factor of persecution, namely the increased intensity. And finally,
one of the great challenges is the apathy of the church in southern Nigeria as they look at the carnage of what's taking place in northern Nigeria.
Pray for relief as gospel workers from northern Nigeria meet at a retreat center this week. And according to Pew Research, only 2/3 of American adults identified as Christians in 2022, as compared to 90% in the 1990s. Keys for Kids, Greg Yoder says, while faith may be declining in the U.S.,
there's a craving for the gospel in other parts of the world.
For example, a Keys for Kids partner recently spoke with a former Taliban terrorist who came to Christ.
He happened upon our Urdu storyteller and said, hey, do you have this in the Pashto language? And they said, well, no, not yet. Oh, well, if you did, I could get them into Afghanistan.
Christian resources for children are generally unavailable in non-English languages, and that's why Keys for Kids devotionals fly off the shelf nearly as soon as the translation work is finished.
They're spoken for or they're in the process of getting there. And so the need to invest in something like this is huge.
Children aren't the only ones to benefit.
Whole families are using these. One example was a storyteller had literally gone about 500 miles. We handed it out in the middle of Pakistan. It ended up into northern Pakistan and had probably been listened to by 300 or 400 people by the time it got to a distant family member.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
If they're searching for truth, we as followers of Jesus Christ need to be there to declare the liberating power of the gospel.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.